Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. Some weeks I think I'm forgetting a word. Maybe one day I will. But my name is Wrestling Chris G from Sports Entertainment Breakdown. I am one half of your host, and on the other line with me, he's the one that might look good in makeup. I don't know. We'll have to test it one day. But it's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, man, how you doing?
Whatever I do on my Sunday mornings is my business and my business alone. I'll thank you to keep your nose out of my business.
Your response, I can never. Fuck, man. It's another week, Doug.
It is another week. And we lied to the people.
Yeah, we did.
They won't know it, but we lied to the people.
We weren't supposed to be recording today.
We weren't.
So today that we're recording this episode is December 1st, 2020.
Holy shit. What a year.
I know. What a fucking year. But we're kind of dating ourselves, though, because you're hearing this in the future. So.
Oh, gosh. Is this? Are we in February yet?
Yes, we are.
Oh, dear.
So today's episode is episode 28 of the Pokemon series, and this one is called Pokemon Fashion Flash, or translated from Japanese, Rokan Breeder Showdown. So
I'll take Fashion Flash.
Yeah, I'll take Fashion. Actually, I can take either or. They're both horrible titles.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I could have come up with about 10 more different names for this episode, one being boring, but sorry. I'm sorry. This is my Beauty and the Beach. I'm sorry. I couldn't get into this episode. We'll get into why. Hopefully we can still poke a little bit of fun and entertain all of you, but yeah, there was something about this episode,
Doug. You know what that means, you fine listeners, if one of us is vehemently against an episode, the likelihood is it's going to be on the shorter side. So
it's going to be on the shorter side. And just to envy us, you guys are going to listen to the fuck out of this episode.
Yeah, aren't you? I've been looking at the numbers.
Because the episode, honestly, it's pretty funny, Doug. I mean, like, we're pretty far along where we have a nice little library now, even for the people that are just listening. That haven't listened to any of these recent episodes that we have done so far. And it's just funny to look at these numbers, because the episodes that we think that should be getting like the most hits are not getting as much hits. I mean, yes, every single episode seems to be a popular episode, but it's the ones that we don't really think too much of. Those are the ones that you motherfuckers are clicking on. Yes, I called my fans motherfuckers, but it's all out of love. So
those views again are of Wrestling Chris G and Wrestling Chris G alone. You can send your thoughtful responses to
Every Pokemon Episode Ever Podcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
So we did kind of lie, unless we're gonna talk about it on the next episode, but should we give our fine listeners a little sneak peek as to what's going on with our Patreon, Doug?
Oh, I forgot about that. I wasn't planning on that because I wasn't planning on being here.
I know. No?
We're going to wait. Because we said 2 weeks.
So that'll be our next week's episode, everybody.
Right.
So sorry for the people that were waiting on this one.
In kind of a weird order because of circumstances.
Yes.
And I'm sure you'll realize what I'm talking about. But we can record that before or after if need be.
Yes. So today's episode premiered in Japan.
Oh, shoot. Not next week, because next week we'll still be here. So
it'll be next week's episode. I mean, we can talk about it once we get off the air.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure. We're not trolling everybody. We have plans. We didn't We didn't anticipate being here. We anticipated having this week to think on it.
This is a very impromptu episode of the E-Peep show.
Yes. So when we have a little bit more time to think on things and write a few things down and bounce a few things back and forth, then we will, pardon me, we will report back.
Yes. So that being said, this week's episode premiered October 7th, 1997 in Japan, and here in the States, it premiered October 14th, 1998. And we all know it's history time, people. But before I forget, I want to play an early game this week. Doug?
Oh boy.
Doug.
Okay, well, if this one isn't easy, I might legitimately quit.
That's why I want to play it early.
Oh no.
Who's that Pokemon for this week, Doug?
Look here. Okay. This isn't Vulpix. I fucking quit. Because they didn't introduce another new Pokemon.
Did they?
Oh no.
No, I'm asking.
No.
I'm asking, did they premiere another Pokemon, Doug?
In a very brief blink and you miss it kind of way.
Well, what happened last week?
Oh, no.
And now I'm fucking with you. Yes, this week's Who's That Pokemon?
Like, if you fucking tell me it's fucking Dodrio, I'm fucking...
Or Raichu.
Well, no, but didn't they do Raichu?
Oh, yeah, they did Raichu with the show.
Electric Shock.
Yeah.
Which y'all are disrespecting.
Oh. Anyway. Yeah. It'll get up there, Doug. Our listeners are, some of them I respect, they listen to one episode a day. And they climb those numbers.
Right. So, yes, Vulpix, which.
Vulpix is this week's Who's That Pokemon.
Right.
But on this day, I believe you're going first. This week, Doug?
I'm going first because I went way back.
Yes, you did.
So, not out of spite now, not like some people on this call.
Well, I'm just going to throw it out there. We could have done the obvious one, but we're not.
Yes.
But we're not. We're thinking out of the box. So when you first look up this date, some very big news and not really heartwarming, but a big battle came out that we're not gonna talk about.
Might even call it a war.
Yeah.
And we're not doing it because this isn't
of the worlds.
A horrible movie starring Tom Cruise, and we don't talk about it. No, and we're not talking about it because we didn't really have time to do an appropriate Google search and write stuff down where we didn't sound like complete jackasses.
Yeah, because sadly enough, me and Doug graduated high school 12 years ago, and we haven't had to look back.
Right.
And
I haven't.
And I am not looking back. So, history, goodbye. So, it's with that being said, what happened on this day on October 14th, Doug, for you?
So, on this day, which, like you just said, was October 14th, in the year of our Lord, 1892. That's right. You heard that, right? It's not a, you didn't, what's an ear typo? You didn't you don't have crud in your well, you might, but you didn't mishear me.
Yes.
Author Arthur Conan Doyle, which is a very tough sentence to say.
That is a very I applaud you because I can't say that.
Publishes the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes collection of 12 stories. So this was because he had been releasing them kind of on an annual basis, the Sherlock Holmes series, in, you know, kind of bit by bit, kind of every month he would release a new story. Well, here he finally compiled them all and released them in, you know, kind of one bulk, you know, kind of freaking like kind of a novella kind of thing.
When did he finally bite the bullet and instead of like little snippets, create like a big, long story? Like one big, huge mystery story.
Oh, shoot. Like the first like appropriate novel?
Yeah.
I don't have that information because I didn't have to look up that information.
I'm sorry. No, I was honestly curious because I know his thing started off as shorts. I mean,
yes, so. And that's what this is talking about. This is the compilation of those shorts into one big kind of volume of, this is Sherlock Holmes Volume 1, if you will.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, you know, of course, everybody knows Sherlock Holmes, you know, whether it's through little bits and pieces of animation or whether it's through Doctor Who or, you know, whether you watched Elementary when it was on CBS a couple of years ago, you know, everybody knows some version of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Made lots of money after he died.
Tons of it.
Shit tons.
One of the most recognizable characters around the world.
In modern day history.
Yes.
And he still has movies and cartoons and all sorts of stuff being made out.
Yeah, so. I don't. I know the last. Well, the last thing I can think of in terms of Sherlock Holmes property was that Holmes and Watson movie that starred Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. And apparently, that didn't do very well at all.
It didn't do that well, but in almost all mystery movies, there's a hint, hint, wink, wink, to Sherlock Holmes in their movie, like. Or if you're watching a cartoon, if you've ever seen the bit where they put on the little, it's like a little stocking type hat that's like front and back is the same, and
oh,
then they,
yeah,
and then they got the magnifying glass and they're looking at the ground and they're walking,
and the pipe,
oh yeah, and the pipe,
yeah.
So yes, so I mean it's kind of hard to not know who Sherlock Holmes is. And thank you, Doug. I mean, was there anything else you wanted to add to this?
No. I mean, other than now I'm curious, so I might be doing a little bit of light Googling.
As to when the first big novel came out?
I'm not going to break in with it. I might end the show with it just out of completion's sake, but I'm not going to like, oh, I got it, you know, because that's going to completely derail your thought, knowing my luck. So.
Gotcha.
I might have that by the end of the episode.
So, on my date, I can't believe I'm fucking going with this, but hey, we're gonna roll with the punches today, people.
I mean, in your defense, I found it.
Yeah, you found it. And I was like, all right, well, I can talk on it. So, on this day in 2007, the show about the sisters and the annoying mother and just Keeping Up with the Kardashians came out on this day.
I was going to say, he better say something because this bit's not going anywhere.
So, I mean, whether you love them or you hate them, this show has lasted many and many and many, 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 many seasons. You have one of the Kardashians that got famous for a sex tape that came out years and years ago, like at the peak of internet when it was first coming out. Got to download that shit.
This was after Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton was almost, I think she was like the like first, like, I don't think anyone knew who Paris Hilton was prior to that.
No, unless you were like in the New York area where she was like floating around.
Yeah, if you're, I could say some things, but I'm sure if our podcast gets big enough one day, you guys,
it's gonna come back on you.
You guys will dig this up, so I'm gonna keep my words short on good old Paris Hilton. So this show, I guess, is ending or has ended this year. I didn't do too much homework on that, but I know that they are on their last season, and I'm looking that up right
now. I believe it's been officially canceled. Now, I don't know if that means canceled, done, full stop, or canceled, airing final episodes, and then finish.
Let's see. The first Tuesday. I mean, it might be canceled, and it might not. I'm reading on here as we speak that Netflix might be forking up some type of money for these Kardashians. So.
Come on, Netflix, what are you doing?
I know.
Just when I was heaping your praises before we got on here. What are you...
So
Netflix, this is why you're losing to fucking HBO Max. And
are they really?
I don't know. They probably, well, probably just based on the library. I mean, you know, you can't go on Netflix and watch The Wire.
That's true.
You know, you can't watch Sopranos on Netflix.
You can't watch the Chappelle Show.
You can't watch the Chappelle Show, even though you could for like a day.
So yeah, Netflix. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, it looks like it's all rumors as of right now. And you listening to this in the future, you're probably beating your head. You're like, well, the news already came out. Well, it's only December 1st here. So
this is true.
So.
And I feel like that's the rumor, you know, anytime a somewhat popular, and you know, that word can fit any kind of definition you want to throw at it. Any, you know, type of show gets canceled, they say, well, Netflix is in talks to bring it back, and that like 8 times out of 10 doesn't happen.
Yes. So that being said,
you can tell you really didn't like this episode because this is probably one of the longer history bits we've ever done.
Oh,
we didn't even spend this kind of time on Beauty and the Beach.
Well, I mean, I think we did, but it doesn't quite show because we had to do the episode twice.
That's true as well.
So, Beauty and the Beach probably still has us beat right now. But outside of that, let's see. Right before we get into this episode, I finished my, I get to kind of tease that this is if you've ever listened to Sports Entertainment Breakdown, almost on a yearly basis, when it comes to around Christmas, cause, me, C-Note, Dougie Fresh, and, everyone in all of our families, we celebrate Christmas. So, I got my Christmas shopping done for you and C-Note. And boy, I can't wait to see the look on your faces.
See, I always hate when you do this because, like, I've barely even started getting my head around it.
Yep. I got you and C-Note bought as of last night. And boy, you're going to love it.
I might just sandbag it. Just
here's a bag of sand.
Just like this side.
It's white, and you can lie to me and just be like, "It's the white sand from the moon." You can sell this for a grain of salt.
Oh boy!
So yeah, it's time to get into this episode. But yeah. I got my Christmas shopping done for the both of you. So I can't wait for you guys to see it and be able to talk about it. And it'll be fun.
After the first couple of years, I never know what to get y'all anymore.
I know. But I found the perfect thing.
You know, your wife is easy to buy for.
Yes.
You know.
I'm easy to buy for, too.
Well,
not
the respect that I get you a gift and you take it and like it, but like,
when have I not ever liked your gift?
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and I mean, it's not like years past where, well, you really don't want to talk about this episode. it's not like years past where we've been together enough where you can drop enough hints. And I mean, we didn't fucking pick up on it last year now, mind you. So that kind of still kicks me a little bit.
Well, I'll just put this out to you. I kind in a way.
Oh, yeah, don't even say it, because don't even, because it's not going to help me.
No, no. Oh, no. I'm not talking about me this time. In a way, I kind of basically told you in C note what you're getting for Christmas.
Oh, I have no recollection of that at all.
Oh, I know you don't.
So, I'm sure
and as soon as you open it, you're going to be like, son of a bitch.
I'm sure there was something said in one of the, like, five times we've gotten together, and you probably said something like, well, I know what I'm getting y'all for Christmas, and we just kind of moved on.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about it during the last AEW pay-per-view.
Oh, fuck, that was a goddamn...
month ago.
Almost a month ago.
Yep.
I don't remember.
I know.
I don't remember at all. Not even a little bit.
I know. It's like 20 beers ago.
Not well. Yeah, give or take.
So, yeah. But
so, look, I know you're not enthused on this episode, but we got to at least start talking about it so we can end it.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, everybody. It's time. No more Kardashians. No more Christmas presents. No more anything. It's time to start Pokemon Fashion Flash. So, we start this week's episode with the gang walking on Scissor Street.
Yeah, for the third episode in a row, I feel like we started basically in the middle of a city with no explanation.
Yes. So this week they're walking around and Ash is basically asking Brock, and Brock is ignoring him like crazy, but they come across on Scissor Street. We don't know what town they're in because the narrator doesn't say, he just says that they're on Scissor Street. So I already have a bad taste in my mouth. I'm like, where the fuck are they? So, you know, there is no Scissor Street in fucking Pokemon Red and Blue or Green.
Or Ruby or Sapphire. Or yeah.
Yeah. So, Misty's just enjoying life right now.
Because she's a woman.
Yes. And
I know that's terrible, but fucking prove me wrong.
So, Brock is looking. He's like left and right, just turning his head left and right. And then he's looking around, and they're trying to find out where Brock is leading them to. And then Ash is basically like, well, I guess we'll find out once we get there. And then we get the whole Pokemon Fashion Flash. And I want to point this out. How come every single time the title has the word Pokemon in it, they have to use the actual logo instead of the black labeling that they use for everything else?
Well, come on. If you're going to use the name of the show in the title, you're going to use the logo. You're not, you know, you got to get the kids' attention right off the rip.
Pokemon.
Like, oh, shit, they're serious.
So, but yeah, so they're going through town. You see a bunch of trainers with their Pokemon. We find out that this is kind of a fashion town because all the Pokemon that they're passing have cool haircuts, or they have some of the hair cut off of their body and they're just wandering around. And they come up to this store that has the Team Rocket R on top.
Yeah. Salon Roquette.
Yes. And I kind of wonder how long that Ash has not seen Team Rocket, because Team Rocket had enough time to basically build up an entire like beauty salon, become very popular in this town, and they had a line out the door to basically make Pokemon look stupid.
Well, it's not like Ash has a smartphone on him where he's got Twitter and he can, you know, keep tabs on stuff. And he's like, you know, they're walking along. Hey, guys, there's this new salon popping up called Salon Roquette. Doesn't that look a lot like Rocket? I'll bet that's Team Rocket. We should probably avoid that because I don't want to get in their shit today.
Yeah. But we take a look inside, and Jesse and James are in the, or Jesse is making over a Raichu, and James is making over a Dugtrio. And I felt so bad for these Pokemon when they were in there. I mean, it looks like they're using very, very cheap jewelry to put on these Pokemon. They're cutting their hairs, and they open up the curtain for the two trainers, and the two trainers look at their Pokemon, and Dugtrio, basically all the hair on his face has been cut off and has gel in it and is just sticking up, and Raichu just fucking looks pathetic with freaking makeup all over her face.
Well, Dugtrio, well, not quite. I was going to say, doesn't Dugtrio have three different hairstyles? I mean, kind of, but not really.
Yeah, but these Pokemon, when they, I mean, the trainer likes the makeover, but you get a glimpse of Raichu and Dugtrio looking into the mirror after getting the makeover, and they're like, whoa, no, I hate it. And they just end up looking sad.
Yeah. I mean, so apparently not all Pokemon have backbones like Ash's.
Yes. And then you get Meowth basically counting money, and they're making bank, because you hear Meowth going 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. And he's just counting up all this money. And I mean, why didn't Team Rocket do this to begin with, Doug?
Well, it goes back to, well, I mean, it doesn't really apply to what James said last week, or what Jesse said last week. Well, they got to fill a half an hour. But yeah, I mean, you got to figure they're very inept, so they couldn't have the foresight to go, you know what, we might be able to do a half decent job of this. They're probably just doing it as a, well, I mean, we know they're doing it as a way to get quick cash.
Yes.
Because even though they seem rather well to do, you know, James, it's going to be revealed in a few episodes, and I'm saying few because I have no idea the exact number off the rip, that he came from a very well-to-do family, and Jesse, well, I think it was mentioned in the Hard Knocks episode.
Yes.
And then, you know, Jesse's just kind of been doing her thing.
They were both pretty wealthy, and well, we'll find that out in a future Christmas episode that's going to be... too bad we can't do that episode around Christmas, but it is what it is. Yeah. So after that happens, Misty is looking around, and she's checking out all the fashion places, and then Brock sees the shop that he was looking for, and he completely geeks out. He's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I was looking for this. Oh my gosh, here it is. I finally found it. I found it. And I was looking for it, and I found it. And
then he freezes.
Yeah. So
completely freezes. Hand is about to grab the door handle, and he's just nothing.
And freaking Ash is like, Brock, just open the damn door. And just walks in, and him and Misty walk in, and Brock is like, oh, no, they opened the door.
I've been building up that moment for years. So they walk in, and this Chansey is finishing up a massage.
Oh, really? Nice.
I'll take it easy.
She looks like she's doing a good job. What are you talking about?
You said it. All kinds of creepy. Don't even pretend like you didn't fucking...
No, she's giving the Chansey a really, really nice head massage.
Yeah, run that back when you're editing this and tell me that you didn't put on a fucking voice.
So
the owner walks up to collect Chansey, and he's thrilled, and he says, you know, what's the name? Susie, I think, right?
Yes.
And, you know, he says, I'll, you know, see you in a week or so, Susie, and they leave, and Misty and Ash are kind of walking around, and Brock's basically stuck to the wall, and Once the Chansey leaves, they see
a Vulpix.
A Vulpix sitting in a chair and asleep.
Yes, it was asleep. And of course, Ash has never seen a Vulpix before, so here comes Dexter. And right. Dexter talks about that it's a Firefox Pokemon. And Misty's like, oh my gosh, I want to hold it. So, okay. Pause.
Right. So, right as Misty's getting the fire right in the face. Okay.
So, it's at this point. Vulpix was asleep, right?
Right.
Not bothering a damn soul.
Right.
Okay. So, first off, Misty wakes up Vulpix by picking up Vulpix.
Correct.
Vulpix is a fire-type Pokemon.
Correct.
Misty has never met Vulpix in her life.
Right.
So this Vulpix looks at Misty, yawns, and goes, meh!
You're not my mama.
And just flamethrowers Misty to the ground and... Susie is like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. She's not really good around other people besides me.
Well, to be fair now, and I mean, Misty was pretty much in mid pickup, so it wasn't going to help anybody. But as she was reaching to pick her up the first time, Susie goes, I wouldn't do that. And then, you know, the next scene is Misty with Vulpix right in front of her face.
Yes. And she just falls on the ground head first.
And Vulpix goes right back to sleep.
Yep. So, it's at this time.
And then fucking Dexter. Because I guess Ash never put it away. Dexter
the,
goes,
the biggest Vulpix, delayed Siri in the entire world.
Vulpix likes to use fire attacks.
And Misty's like, no shit.
And it's at that point we see Brock is kind of inching a little bit close to the situation, and he kind of very clumsily gets Susie's attention.
Yes, because and we did a bad job, Doug, at the beginning of this. So at the beginning, it was told that the reason Brock came to Scissor Street was because he wanted to go to Susie's shop because Susie is by far the best Pokemon breeder in the world, according to Brock. So Brock wants it, and so now Brock walks in, and right before he's getting ready to talk, Susie's waiting there. He gets the little redness under his eyes, and then he goes, I want to be your apprentice. And she's like, yeah, I don't really have apprentices. I'm sorry, Brock.
And then Ash goes, you know, what makes her so special? And Brock basically reads her Wikipedia page.
Yes. So, he not only does he, I mean, he basically almost sings, like, and praises Susie. And Susie's just standing there like, oh, yeah, that's true.
I guess somebody's a fan, you know.
So, it's at this time that we end up jumping ship, and all four of them, including Pikachu, or all four of them and Pikachu, are sitting down and having tea. You want to go over this next part?
So they're sitting there having tea, and Pikachu's got a bowl of Pokéchow, and just having a grand old time. You know, three of them are having a regular conversation, but then. Something is said to Brock, and the motherfucker has to stand up and say, that is correct. And he sits back down. He's still being weird.
Yeah, well, it's because Brock made the Pokéchow. So,
that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And Vulpix went over to the Pokéchow, took a bite out of it, and loved it, and started sharing it with Pikachu. And Susie was like, oh, Vulpix never eats anything unless I've prepared it. So you must have a really good recipe, and you must be a pretty good breeder.
So Brock kind of gets a little kind of dumbstruck. And basically stands up and bangs his head on the table and says, "I'm not worthy." And then he, pardon me, sits back down.
Yes.
So he's still being a goober.
So it's at this point that Misty and Brock end up looking. I mean, Misty and Ash end up looking at each other because Misty's like, "Well, we all know that it's what's on the outside that counts for a Pokemon," and Ash gets all perturbed and he's like, "It's what's on the inside." And Misty's like, "It's what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside." And then they just start bickering and Susie looks over at Brock and is like, "Should we stop them?" And Brock just cold-heartedly goes, "No, there's no point. Just let them fight this out."
He goes, "That'd be like stopping the tides." And, you know, so there, yeah. Now I remember where this episode kind of drag for me.
See, I told you. Like,
well, you got to remember, this is the first one I watched. I have a better picture of the last one.
Yes.
So, Misty basically says, Ash suggests, he's like, "So if you think it's what's on the outside that matters, why don't you take Psyduck and get Psyduck a makeover and see what happens?" She goes, "Well, that's a good idea."
And then she takes him out of the ball and then second guesses herself.
She's like,
So
I do have a nice Starmie.
So it's at this point Brock gets up and basically says, "You know, you're the best breeder out there." What exactly? Give me one moment. "Got to keep following the path you believe in. We have to stick up for what's inside together." Oh, so Susie was second guessing herself, and she was like, "Well, I'm not sure if it's what's on the inside or if it's what's on the outside." And Brock stands up and goes, "You have to continue what you continue doing what you have been doing." And Ash goes, "Yeah, we have to fight for what's on the inside of a Pokemon just as much as we have to fight for what's on the outside of a Pokemon." So Susie is kind of confused.
She's confused, but she's kind of on Ash's side because the next transition we see, she set up kind of a demonstration and she's given Pikachu a cheek massage.
Yes.
And she's demonstrating that the Pikachu's, that's where, and I don't care for this, but this is where Pikachu's electric sacs are. And they get, they get very tense after a long battle.
So it's very good to massage the cheeks and it will help calm down Pikachu.
So Ash,
she's very good with her hands.
And
no, I was just watching this frame by frame. I was like, "Oh, Pikachu looks like he's really enjoying this."
And you know, we see a bit of a line, and it's, you know, kind of dwindling, kind of like the line at the snack bar at Beauty and the Beach.
Oh, hey, look, there's Waldo. They put Waldo in this episode.
Where?
He was in the line. Right next to the Amish.
Oh, that's clever.
So the line's dwindling down, and we see Misty and Psyduck. Psyduck is a tall-ass Pokemon.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it.
Yeah, I know. But, and by the way, Psyduck's not holding his head in these frames. Just throwing
that
out.
No, and he doesn't hold it later either.
So Psyduck and Misty are at the end of this line. We're back at the Team Rocket salon, and Meowth basically goes, "All right, I'm gonna go out and get the next one. Oh, there's only one more out there." And then they look at Misty, and they're like, "Oh, it's Misty." And then we shoot back to the demonstration with Pikachu, and Ash. So
we go straight into that. The demonstration, we see Ash, you know, tries out the massage technique, Pikachu's into it, and then we go, and then we leave them until
later.
Yeah, shit starts going down.
So
they grab Misty,
and they push her into the shop.
They start making her over,
and they completely ignore Psyduck. Like they're supposed to be a Pokemon design group, yet they're making over Misty. And I think they were doing this on purpose because they made Misty look like a clown, and Misty cold-heartedly thinks that this is fashionable.
Yeah, and she's in love with it. And she's like, you made me look completely different. I mean, in a good way. She's, you know, she's over the moon with this. And she goes, we should try out different looks. And, you know, Team Rocket's all, they're ready for a montage.
And Meowth has no fucking chill.
He goes, that girl is with the kid with the Pikachu. We need to get information so we can get the Pikachu and we can move on with our day.
And Misty's like, you're Meowth, which must mean you're Team Rocket.
The dumbest thing in the world. How many other talking Meows have you run into? And, you know, Jesse and James flip. You know,
they just beat the shit out of Meowth.
I mean, James is out here dropping elbows like Undertaker, WrestleMania 17 on Earl Hebner.
You were waiting for that one.
Yeah, and it's not Earl Hebner either, but it's whoever the referee, it wasn't Hebner. But yeah, he's just driving elbows. And he goes, we were getting there. We were getting the information. Why do you have such a big mouth? And so they basically, pardon me, they basically grab a hold of Misty.
And they kidnap her.
And they say, if you keep screaming and stuff, you're going to end up with a face like Frankenstein, which is incorrect. They should have said you'll end up with like a face like Frankenstein's monster, because Frankenstein was the doctor, not the monster.
Yes.
Made me mad. Legitimately made me mad.
That, out of all things, made you mad?
Yeah.
So, it's at this point they realize Psyduck is gone.
Yeah, because Psyduck has booked it.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know if it was just me, but I, you know, I assumed he had just took off, like, you know, just to nowhere in particular. Lo and behold, he did end up going back to the massage. That's good. Massage demonstration. And he gets Pikachu's attention. And Pikachu starts picking up what he's putting down. I mean, this is a real Lassie, Timmy's in the well situation. This is, you know, because Ash goes, what's wrong, Pikachu? Something wrong with Misty?
And it's at that point that they leave that spot and they head over to Team Rocket's boutique. And when they get inside, they immediately see Misty, and Ash and Brock just have no chill. Like, their face just blows up and they just want to fucking laugh. Like, and Misty's like, what are you laughing at? And Ash and Brock kind of shake it off, and they're like, we're here to help you. And Team Rocket is like, you're not going anywhere. You're not helping anyone. We're here to get that Pikachu, and that's what we're going to get, and we're going to leave you.
And I, you know, you expect this from Ash, right?
Yes.
Because he's immature. He's 10, you know, whatever. I wouldn't expect this from Brock at this point.
What? Almost laughing?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. Misty looks like a fucking clown.
Well, you know, she doesn't look good, but I think that's the point.
Yes.
So,
yes, at this point, we find out that the beauty salon is one big staircase. I don't know where it came from. Don't ask. It's a kids show. Team Rocket hits a button. The front door to the boutique falls. Misty is tied up at the top of the staircase. Team Rocket is in the middle, and Ash and Brock are at the bottom, and it's battle time, everyone.
And Ash says, what do we got to do, battle on that thing?
So Brock sends out, I kind of feel bad for Ekans and Coughing in this scene.
A little bit.
So Brock throws out Geodude, okay?
Yeah, Geodude's getting some work here in these two episodes here.
I know. And Geodude can fly.
Yes.
So Geodude goes over, grabs Ekans. Ekans is in a dress.
Right.
He wraps his arms around Ekans. Ekans is like, Ekans. And just gets picked up into the air and just gets thrown down. And he starts tumbling and he tumbles down the stairs. And then he rolls into like a little circular ball and fucking smacks Pikachu. And Ash is like, hey!
Pikachu rebounds, hits him with Thundershock.
But it's
has no effect.
Because fucking Coughing and Ekans were sitting there twirling like crazy, so they deflected the Thundershock.
Right. And then Coughing throws sludge into Geodude and Pikachu's face, and then they're supposed to go in for the kill, but because they're wearing dresses, they get tripped up. And the dresses break and they fall down. But as they recover and charge, they're about to, get Geodude and Pikachu, but then Vulpix, pardon me, gets in the way and everything grinds to a quick halt.
Yes, because Vulpix freaking does a big ass fire spin.
This was badass.
And the fire spin itself freaking engulfed into like one big tornado. Started at the bottom of the stairs, worked its way up, got a hold of Ekans and Coughing. And after it got a hold of Ekans and Coughing, Misty is at the top of the stairs and she goes, oh no, not again, not again. Oh,
that was Misty was not having a good episode.
No, Misty got fried twice because this was on the outside that counts, Doug.
Right, that's the message. So then, everybody's happy because Vulpix saved the day. Team Rocket has been dealt with. And then we see a shot of Psyduck walking up to the stairs and looking up and seeing Misty fried to a crisp and tied to the chair. And she's like, help me, untie this thing.
And she's coughing.
And she, yeah. She goes, I'm in here because of you. And Psyduck's just, useless. Well, not useless, because he did, alert everybody that she was, in trouble. But,
Yes.
Psyduck's only good for about one or two things an episode.
So,
and then we have a scene that's supposed to be sweet and heartwarming, but I don't know.
It fucking, she gives Vulpix to Brock because Vulpix comes over and she's so smitten with Brock and she loves Brock, but her name just slipped my mind.
Susie.
Susie wants to now go out and learn more about Pokemon and about breeding Pokemon. So with that being said, she thinks that Brock would be able to breed her Vulpix even better because she thinks that Brock is this great breeder now.
Right.
So, and Vulpix is kind of in love with Brock. So she's like, why don't you go with Brock? He'll be good for you. And Brock takes the Pokeball, basically captures or returns Vulpix to the Pokeball. He's like, I got a Vulpix.
He's about to fucking spike the football, and like she's right there, and like, you could have said something sweet and then put it on your belt, but he fucking turned into Ash for a second.
Yeah, I mean it is kind of warranted though.
Well, yes and no. I mean, he said he got it like this. It was this big chase. Like, she sat there. He took out the Pokeball. Bing, bang, boom.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
So.
And then, we get the customary goodbye to the one character we probably never see again.
And we don't.
Right, because why would we? And then we see an angry mob is chasing Team Rocket down the street. And James says, we're the ones that need the makeover now, because that way the people that we scammed couldn't recognize us.
Yeah. And what? But okay. And I agree, but I disagree with this thing. So did Team Rocket not have a beauty salon that all of these trainers were in love with?
Right.
So why the fuck are they an angry mob now chasing them down?
Because word traveled that it was a scam and that the work was shoddy, even though the certain customers seemed to be sad. I don't know.
I was like, is he really going to? All right, I'll roll with it.
Because you have a point. Because at least the two customers that we saw with the Doug Tree, was it just one customer with the two Pokemon? Or was
yes.
It, I don't.
Yes.
So it was one. So he seemed to be happy with his Dugtrio and
Raichu.
So, and Meowth was counting money.
Yes.
So they were doing work.
And they were doing good business.
Right. So, yeah, I think word just traveled, and then, you know, people find out it was a scam, and then that people get mad that they got tricked, and then
we're here.
You know, it's a whole big avalanche at that point.
So,
it's bullshit, but that's where, you know.
So that's where we leave this week's episode, and we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good episode, but like
good for nothing episode.
Well, I mean, you can't really say that though, because Brock leaves with a Pokemon.
Brock leaves with a damn Pokemon. Like some of these episodes, and I know that there's going to be a lot more in the future, but some of these episodes could be a 10-minute episode, a 10-minute short, and we can just stick to the main story of Pokemon.
Right.
But I mean, what we're going to find out when we get to the Johto League is there's a lot of filler.
A lot.
A lot of fucking filler. I mean, for God's sakes, we have full episodes of Ash and the gang on a Lapras going from island to island. And most of the episode is on water.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm going to love our reviews of. So, I'm a huge Pokemon fan, but I love the main story. But we shall see what's going to happen.
Right.
But, yeah, that's this week's episode. And yeah, I was supposed to say something at the end of this episode.
You were?
I think so. No, I can't remember.
I think I was, but I can't.
So, all right. Well, shit happens. I don't remember. So, do you have anything else to add to this episode, Doug?
No, but if you give me 5 seconds, I remember what I was supposed to.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I remember what I was supposed to say. So if you give me about 5 seconds.
The novel.
Right. The first standalone novel was titled A Study in Scarlet, and it was also published in 1987.
Oh. Okay. So, good stuff.
And without spending more time that we don't need to spend, that's all I'm going to give you.
Okay. Well, good way to end the episode, Doug. So I think it's about time that we end.
I think we can wrap this up and we can move on to next week's episode.
Yes, sir. So say your goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And we will see you next week when Ash thinks that he's a boxer for some odd reason. The episode is titled The Punchy Pokemon. So we will see you next week for episode 29. Have a good night, everyone.